It's with pride that museum president and founding member Tom Moore moves between exhibits at the African American History Museum.
My hero is Alexander Clark. He came to Iowa as a barber, but he became an entrepreneur and was very instrumental in integrating Iowa's classrooms.
In 1867, nearly 100 years before the Civil Rights Movement, Clark sued the Iowa state government to allow his daughter to attend the school near their home, and won. Moore says that's why he felt it was important to establish the museum, to teach Iowans about the roles African Americans played in their state's history, something he didn't think was being taught in school.
Originally, we were hoping to instill a sense of pride in our African American children. We wanted to preserve it. We wanted to collect it. We wanted African Americans who had lived their lives and had done much in their communities to feel appreciated.
That history includes some of the first sit-ins at a diner in Des Moines and black soldiers who patrolled the Midwest following the Civil War. Moore says he sees elements from African American history repeating themselves today among different ethnicities and demographics.
We hurt ourselves as a country when we leave anyone behind, when we have a segment of our population that we're ostracizing. They soon become a weight for you.
Moore is retiring from his position as president this month. He says going forward, the museum will continue to work with other communities to develop their own exhibits on African American history. Director of Education for the museum, Michelle Poe, says her favorite moments have been children reacting to the exhibits.
There was a woman who was taking a group of students from a local after-school program, and they were going through, and she goes, this is your history. Look at the strength of the people who came before you, that they were able to get through this. And then she went on, don't tell me about not doing your homework, because look what they put up with so that you could go to school and you could have all these opportunities.
20th anniversary activities will continue throughout the weekend. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.